Welcome back to My Seminary Life. I'm your host, Brandon Knight, and today begins My Seminary Life Presents Fish Fridays, the musical. If you are joining the show for the very first time, boy, do I have a lot of explaining to do to get to this part. So, Fish Fridays is an ongoing series here at My Seminary Life. Started a couple years ago where I sat down each Friday, instead of Saturdays, I sat down each Friday to talk about what is Lent. You know, what does the Bible have to say about fasting? What are different traditions that different denominations have when it comes to Lent? What is the historical background behind the whole thing? All of that. And then in the second series, I did more of a devotional style episodes for Fish Fridays, inspired by a book I was reading at the time, A.W. Tozer's From the Grave, a collection of his writings based off of different subjects related to the Lenten season. This year, again, kind of going to be in a similar vein to last year's Fish Friday series, where I'm going to be a little bit devotionally focused, but musical. We're going music this go around, which means a special hello to all of the Joyful Noise listeners joining us on this journey these next few weeks. We're going to go with more of a music route because, as you know, a couple weeks ago, I rebroadcast the episode where I interviewed Nathan Drake of Reawaken Hymns, and we talked a little bit about how Lent especially, but even Easter as well, has nowhere near the amount of music devoted to its themes and messages and stories as much as Christmas does. Christmas has its own genre, and it is Christmas music is aplenty, right? But when you think of Easter and especially Lent songs, there's not really that big of a section in your hymnal, even potentially a section in your hymnal devoted to that. And so over the next few weeks, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to talk about some hymns, some worship songs, and some non-church songs, and some CCM that I think really touch on the posture and the themes that come up during the Lenten season, starting here today with Beautiful Things by Gunger. Now, just a quick bit of business before we get into Beautiful Things. Yes, it's called Fish Fridays, and so yes, for the next several weeks, My Seminary Life will be on Fridays instead of Saturdays. And for those of you who also keep up with my sister show, Kung Fu Pizza Party, they are moving from Fridays to Tuesdays through this season. So that way I don't have to like feel the pressure of, oh my gosh, Friday is coming. I have to get something out right now. At least then I can still have a bit of a staggered approach to my release schedule. We'll see if that works. It's possible that next year, if I do another Fish Fridays, that I might just do both on Fridays and just have a big thing. Big Fridays are my day, you know, kind of thing. But that's what I'm doing this year. My Seminary Life on Fridays, Kung Fu Pizza Party on Tuesdays. So we're starting here today with Fish Fridays the musical with Beautiful Things by Gunger. I don't want to get too far off on a tangent, but I will just address the elephant in the room of I am not the biggest fan of where the Gungers have ended up at with the liturgists, and I don't think that's too big of a hot take. Whether you're very, well, I know if you're very conservative, I'm sure the Gungers are dead to you, but it seems like even among some places in progressive Christianity, where the Gungers have ended up is kind of a bit of a buzzkill for you as well. So I don't feel too controversial saying that, but I'm not too big of a fan of where they have landed. I will say, though, I understand how they got started on this journey of deconstruction, and I never I do not fault people who have been hurt by the church and start a process of deconstruction. That I do not fault a person for. It's not uncommon for me to end up disagreeing with them. The Gungers kind of go a step further than I necessarily would go, but that's not the point of today's episode. I just wanted to make that part clear. Yeah, I'm not too big of a fan of where they're at now, but when Gunger was first on the scene and Beautiful Things exploded, man, that was just a time period where Christian music was just good. This song is good. If you are into, I mean, if you don't know this song, you should definitely listen to it. Listen to all of the songs throughout this series, especially if you are unfamiliar with them, but listen to all of the songs at some point throughout this series and see what you think as well. But if you've missed this part, man, that's just when Christian music was cool. And that shouldn't be the takeaway. That shouldn't be a thing that I say about worship music. But, like, this is just when worship music was cool, you know? Like, it's just so bland and vanilla and just repeating the same things in every song anymore. And everything is so country sounding now for some reason. But at least at one point in time, it was good. With modern pop music, I still kind of keep up. I enjoy Sabrina Carpenter. I like Judah and the Lion. Like, there's people that I still keep up with, or I'll just listen to the, you know, top 40 radio station here in Chicago. But when it comes to Christian music, man, more and more, I'm like, 2008 and backwards, that's all I want. I just want my Reliant K, my John Rubin, David Crowder Band, Grits. Like, I just want my Flyleaf. I want my youth group music. Newsboys before Michael Tate, Hawk Nelson, Sanctus Reel. Like, that's what I want. Like, I'm just not, I don't care anymore about current CCM, except for like very specific artists who are not the mainstream within CCM, and that's not a flex. I just don't care for the current the mainstream stuff. But I'll take JJ Heller and Andrew Peterson, which, if you're looking for a early 2000s kind of indie singer songwriter worship music thing, You haven't checked out Andrew Peterson, if you're trying to fill a void in your heart that Gunger left, then Andrew Peterson may be a good answer for you, or go backwards to Rich Mullins, one or the other. But Beautiful Things by Gunger, I think, is the right place to start this season. Because, as I've talked about before here on Fish Fridays, Lent is a bit of a buzzkill. It's probably one of the reasons why there's not very much music related to this season, because it's not a very holly jolly season. It is bookmarked in death. We're just a few days removed, just a couple days, honestly, removed from Ash Wednesday, where we are reminded that we are dust and to dust we shall return. And this season ends with Good Friday, where, you know, Jesus dies. And yeah, then there's Easter. Then there's the hope of Easter, right? The promise of Easter, when Jesus overcomes death. But here's the thing, folks, and this is a big thing for me when I preach at churches: stay in the moment. Stay right here, right now. Because we're not at Easter yet. It is Lent, very freshly Lent. And Lent is a season of wilderness, is usually the mental picture that I put myself into. It is a desert. It is Jesus wandering the wilderness for 40 days. It's a dry, barren land. And that is where we're at right now. That is the place that we are in right now. A time of taking on, or a time of putting things aside, taking on the hardship of self-denial, but at the same time also prioritizing acts of service and almsgiving to bless people around us. It can be a very draining season in a very different way from how Christmas is. Advent really isn't all that draining, I think. I think Christmas Day could be a bit draining. It's all the other stuff culturally that we do surrounding the Christmas season and the Advent season that can get very draining. But Lent is actually like kind of a time to, like, it is an invitation to be worn down a bit as we prepare ourselves for Easter Sunday. So we're not at Easter yet. So don't be running to Easter Sunday. Stay right here where the ashes are still very fresh. So it is time to be... So let's talk about dust. Let's talk about beautiful things. A song that reminds us that... what Paul writes, honestly, in the book of... I think it's the book of Romans where he talks about how... all of creation groans for the final redemption. All this pain, I wonder if I'll ever find my way. I wonder if my life could really change at all. All this earth, could all that is lost ever be found? Could a garden come up from the ground, from this ground at all? So it's kind of a song of lament, in a way, if you want to think of things through psalm genres. It's kind of this psalm, this song of lament of, like, can I really change? You know, that's part of, like, what the self-denial aspect of Lent is supposed to be, is, like, kind of this putting aside something in order to turn your affection, turn your attention to repent, if you will, back to God, putting aside something that is become an idol in your life over the past year and being able to repent and turn your attention back to God. And so it starts as this like cry of like, could I really change? Am I too far gone? Might be another way that we could put it that people could, people would be familiar with. Am I too far gone? And then as I've pulled from Romans there, this also this cry for all of the earth, this whole thing of like, can it be redeemed as well? And the song moves into the chorus, and the song is very heavily just the chorus, but it's, you make beautiful things. You make beautiful things out of the dust. You make beautiful things. You make beautiful things out of us. And then the second verse, all around, hope is springing up from this old ground. Out of the chaos, life is being found in you. This is a song that invites us into the pain, the groaning, the chaos, but still redirects our focus to the hope that God makes beautiful things out of the dust and out of us. We saw it in the book of Genesis. God forms man from the dust and breathes into his nostrils the breath of life. You know, you could even look at in Ezekiel, you know, them bones, dry bones, when the spirit falls upon the dry bones and they begin like, they come back to life and begin prophesying and the whole bit, like the image of life springing forth from barrenness is something that is common in scripture. I mean, heck, you can even look at that in, I'm just thinking of this, I had those two prepared, but I'm even thinking now as I'm recording this, like you think of like in the book of Exodus when they're wandering the wilderness and Moses is hitting rocks and talking to rocks and there's water coming out, right? Like there's just these moments throughout scripture where life springs forth from barrenness. Life springs forth from the wilderness. And yet this song and many other psalms of lament remind us that there is a place still for us to moan, to groan, to ask, how long? How long do I have to wait for this redemption? How long do I have to wait? Am I too far gone? I mean, what is Easter Day other than life springing forth from an empty tomb? You know, the place where dead people are supposed to be, life emerging from it. What is springtime but a season where life is coming forth from a frozen ground? Like, this is where we are at right now. We are in a place seasonally where the life is returning, right? Life finds a way, as it was once said by one of the great philosophers. Life finds a way. But we are not at the chorus yet. We are not at life coming out of the empty tomb or flowers beginning to bloom again. Though, thanks to global warming, maybe there are flowers blooming, depending on where you're at, because I'm recording this a little bit ahead of time. I don't know what's going on in real time. But right now, we are in the midst of the wilderness, very freshly into the wilderness. And so I invite you, as the verses focus on, to cry out. If you are carrying something into the Lent season, if you are carrying the weight of, am I too far gone? And can I be redeemed? Can I be shaped like Christ in this very specific area that is such a burden to me? You can cry out to God about that. And now a word from producer Cooper. Go ahead.
It's me.
Cooper, what's your favorite song? Do you have a favorite song?
I-E-I-E-I-O.
Oh, Old MacDonald. Okay, that is a good one. That's a classic. What's your favorite Huntrick song? How is done, done, done? Is that it?
What's this?
I love how he always comes over to have a word for us during the important part. Cooper unpaused it. We are freshly into the Lenten season, and with that, I am inviting us to groan. That if you're carrying a burden, if you resonate with that section of the song that's about, like, can I really change? Like, you can cry out to God about that. I know Lent is supposed to be, the big focus of Lent is the whole, like, self-denial fasting concept, and we're going to talk about that. But right now, if you're feeling that way, or the weight of, can any of this change? Our systems are so broken in the U.S. government, in our world. The earth is just being used and abused for profit and for gain, and beauty is being destroyed for industrialization. Like, can this really be all that there is to life? If you're carrying some kind of weight like that into the Lenten season, hey, that's a good thing that you acknowledge that. It's good that you're aware that you have that burden right now. And you can bring that to God. And I will be clear that this is a space where, when I say you can sit and process and grieve something, you take however long you need, friend. I think it is a big sin of the evangelical church that we pretend like you can take your time. You can, you know, this is a safe space to grieve, but it's also kind of like tapping the watch of, like, okay, but, like, you know, you can't sit there too long and grieve something, you know, because we have the Bible that says XYZ and Easter is coming. And it's like, okay, but right now it hurts. Right now, I'm grieving. Right now, I feel the weight of this world that is groaning for redemption. I feel the weight of my own just sin in my life that I want to continue to become like Christ, but I have this, you know, this thing that keeps holding me back in certain ways. So, like, when it comes to this season, if you are grieving something, this is a season that invites you to grieve. If you're a Grinch at Christmas time, if Christmas is kind of a difficult season for you, may I introduce you to Lent, a time period where you can say, man, this is just, life is just hard. And yes, God can make beautiful things from this. God is about redeeming broken spaces and places and people and institutions that will come. And you know what? Honestly, maybe it could happen for you during Lent. I don't know. But right now, if you feel like you just haven't had the place to grieve and to groan those things, this is it. And yes, God can make beautiful things. He can make beautiful things from this situation, whatever this may be that you're groaning. But truly, you can groan right now. That is what I want us all to walk away with for this first. This musical is going to be a real downer, isn't it? Yes, yes, it will be. It is going to be a real downer because it is going to be a heavy time period. Out of the chaos, life is being found in God. And so, throughout these next few weeks, as we grieve our own state, grieve the world, let us also look with a watchful eye for how life is springing forth from the ground. Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you haven't yet already, please rate and review this show wherever you get your podcasts. Pass this episode along to a friend. And if you haven't yet already, make sure you check out the other great shows here on the Anazal Ministries Podcast Network, like the Whole Church Podcast and Systematic Geekology. And I already mentioned my other show. You can contact my seminary life at email seminarylife@gmail.com. Check out my YouTube channel, Studio 219, a place for faith and pop culture. I'll see you all next Friday. Remember, day change. I will see you all next Friday for the next song in the Fish Fridays musical. But until then, this is Brandon signing off. And I always get a little excited when I get to say this one after a year, reminding you that theology is best served with a side of coleslaw.